Welcome back to Wonderfilled Stories. I'm your host, Mr. Soul. Now, have you ever spotted a job wandering around your house like a lost puppy with no one to care for it? A sock missing its match? A light glowing in an empty room? A backpack slumped over like it's had a long day? These are orphaned responsibilities, tiny tasks, hoping someone will scoop them up and say, "You're mine now." So here's today's wonder-filled mission. If you see an easy one, like sorting the pillows or feeding a pet, wiping a table, or putting shoes away, swoop in like a kindness ninja and do it in secret. No applause needed. If the job feels bigger, like unloading a dishwasher, taking out the trash, watering plants, or packing lunches, ask your grown-up, "Can I adopt this job?" And here's where the magic really sticks. Leave yourself a reminder so you remember every day which jobs belong to you. A sticky note, a checklist, a tiny promise written just for you. Because when you quietly take care of something, you're not just helping your house, you're training yourself to be someone others can count on. And that will pay off in 100 different ways throughout your entire life. So keep your eyes open for something you can do, but for now, tune in to Chapter 22. Chapter 22, Coercion. Davy crashed through the door. "Mom, I'm home!"
"We're in here, Davy," she called from the dining room.
"We?" Davy questioned as he rounded the corner and stopped dead in his tracks. Gathered around the table in a semicircle from left to right was his mom, Principal Peebles, and his dad.
"Hi, Davy," Mr. Peebles smiled warmly. "I have been meaning to have a sit-down conference with you and your parents for a while now. I'm glad we could all get together and talk about what's been going on."
"Sit down, boy," Davy's dad barked sharply.
"Earl!"
His mom tried to redirect the anger.
"The boy needs to learn some respect, Vic," he snapped back coldly.
Davy felt nauseous as he slid into the farthest seat around the table, facing Mr. Peebles. The round man continued the meeting, speaking in mysterious educational lingo.
"You see, Davy, I've been telling your parents that I am academically concerned about you. There is an alarming trend in your ERP scores. That, along with your lack of progress in SRI,"
he touched a file on the table with his fingertips.
"There is data to support the idea of you repeating sixth grade."
Davy's head began to spin, and his tongue stuck to the roof of his mouth.
"Did you hear what he said, boy?"
his dad barked.
"Earl!"
His mom again tried to settle him in vain.
"Do you understand what I'm telling you, Davy?"
Peebles chimed.
"Davy, answer the man!"
"Earl!"
"There's no need to raise our voices," said Peebles, trying to de-escalate.
"He's sitting there like he's mute or something!"
"Earl, stop! Can we please calm a moment?"
Peebles tried to get control of the moment.
"Let's all take some deep breaths and..."
Davy stood up so fast that his chair toppled behind him. He stumbled blindly toward the front door as the individual voices blended into a cacophony of yelling and cajoling. He yanked it open and lunged toward the yard. His hands were on his knees, and his shoulders heaved as he struggled to catch a breath. Nausea ripped through his stomach. After a minute, the front door opened behind him, and the sickeningly calm voice of Peebles made his guts clench in renewed panic and anger.
"Hold it together, sonny boy. Your parents are watching."
Davy glanced over his shoulder to see his mom and dad staring at him through the living room window. Peebles continued.
"I assured your mother that I would talk to you. Maybe there is still something we could do to get you to junior high with your friends in the fall."
He turned and waved reassuringly toward Davy's mother in the window. His father had already retreated to find a drink.
"You are ruining my life!"
Davy's head was pounding. "Why are you doing this?"
"Oh, don't be so dramatic. You and your friends chose to play a dangerous game. Don't be surprised when you get outplayed. He placed a hand on the boy's shoulder to imitate reassurance. Just give me the information that I need, and all this can still go away.
What am I supposed to tell you? Davy pleaded. I don't have any information.
Let's start with what we know.
Peebles leaned in as if he were having a heartfelt conversation with Davy.
You and your friends found something that I have been trying to locate for a very long time.
What are you talking about? Davy questioned.
Listen, I don't care about the money. I need the files.
He patted Davy's back to appear as if he was calming him.
Where are the files from the vault, Davy?
You're looking for files from the vault?
Davy was trying to piece together the information.
Yes, but I'm really interested in just one file. I need you to go back to the vault where you got the money and get me file number 13.
Peebles began to get excited by the progress.
You can keep the money for all I care. Just bring me file 13.
So you're saying if I bring you a file from the vault in the Wiki Manor, then I can,
Davy began.
Go to junior high with your friends in the fall.
Peebles finished the thought.
And you just want file 13? Davy asked.
Yes, it's as simple as that,
Peebles responded.
If you deliver it to me, all this will go away. Will you do it?
Davy gulped hard and nodded uncertainly.
Attaboy!
Peebles slapped him on the back.
Let's go tell your parents the good news.
Mr. Peebles popped open the front door and poked in his balding head.
Hi, folks,
he said with a wide smile. Davy's mom stopped chewing her thumbnail to listen as his dad took a swig of green liquid and scowled.
Davy and I have talked it over, and we may have a plan to get him into junior high next year,
Peebles reassured.
It's still not a sure bet, but with the right can-do spirit, I would feel better about signing off on those transcripts.
He finished with a toothy grin as Davy sulked past him into the living room.
Well, that's a damn relief,
Earl said as he tipped the rest of the liquid from the glass into his mouth and grabbed his jacket. On the way to the door, he grabbed Davy's face with a rough hand and squeezed his cheeks together.
You do everything this man tells you, boy,
he said sharply as he pointed toward Peebles.
He is your salvation.
He mussed up Davy's hair as he strode out the front door.
Well, I don't know about salvation,
Peebles corrected sheepishly after he was gone.
But I think we do have a good plan.
He backed toward the door.
We'll talk again soon, Davy. Remember, if you keep up your end of the bargain, this can all go away.
Vicky nodded in agreement with the education professional and followed him to the door, closing it as he left. Memo from Tawanda to society members. Date, October 26th, 1985. Subject, recent dinner at the manor.
Dear society members, I hope this message finds you all well. I wanted to provide you with an update following my recent dinner at the manor. Firstly, during the course of our evening, I took the opportunity to inspect the library located in the east wing. As per our concerns, I carefully checked for any hidden doors or passages. I can confirm that nothing out of the ordinary was found. Music Man will be having coffee with the good doctor on Saturday. He will access the hearth room to check for triggered bricks that may lead to a secret passage. Should you be discovered, please refer to the manual about mid-century stonemasonry in order to direct the conversation. Additionally, I must bring attention to the peculiar behavior of the doctor. He appeared quite agitated and was ranting about a friend whom he described as treacherous. His distress was palpable. It may warrant further investigation or a follow-up conversation to understand the full extent of his grievances. Please remain vigilant and report any unusual occurrences or information that may come to light. Best regards, Tawanda.
Thank you for joining me today for another wonder-filled story. Now, as you head back into your day, keep your eyes open for orphaned responsibilities, those little jobs quietly hoping someone will notice them. If it's small, swoop in and do it secretly. If it's bigger, be brave and ask, can this be my job? And don't forget, leave yourself a reminder so you can show up again tomorrow. If you'd like more ideas, challenges, and creative fun, visit jasonsoul.com and check out The Wonder Club. It's a place where curiosity is celebrated and everyday heroes are created. Thanks for listening to Wonderfield Stories. Remember, choices made are choices lived with. Make good choices, and you can live with good consequences, and not the other way around. Until next time, keep smiling, stay kind, and make each day wonder-filled.